Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifting me higher.
That's Jackie Wilson bringing us back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Andrew Sherman is our guest, our good friend, one of the, actually, probably the first attorney in our brain trust. And all the way back to 1999, he's the author of a number of books, including Harvesting Intangible Assets by Andrew J. Sherman. JonesDay.com is the website. Andrew, thanks again for being here. You're a Washington D.C. area resident. You live and practice law in the Washington, Maryland, Virginia area up there, and so you've been a Washington Redskins fan a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, I moved down here in the early '80s, and that was the Joe Gibbs era. And yep. One thing I learned about the Redskins when I first came to Washington, because I have to admit I did grow up in Philadelphia as an Eagles fan, is that this is one of the things that holds the city together. You have a city made up of people from all over the world, every different demographic, every different culture. It's mm-hmm. probably among the most diverse places in the world.
And politics with daggers drawn, right?
Yeah, and so there's only a few things that hold this city together, and at least for as long as I've been here, the Washington Redskins are one of those things. It's a, mm-hmm. it's something you could talk to your cab driver from Ethiopia about. It's something you could talk about somebody from across the aisle whose political views are very different than your own. But we all share that love.
So now comes people who believe that the Redskins brand, that mascot, that name, is offensive to Native Americans. And I'm not sure who the people are who are bringing this case. I don't know if they're real Native Americans or just people who want to cause trouble. And I'm not going to say that Native Americans don't have the right to complain about this, because I don't have that perspective. They do. And if they want to complain about it, that's their right to do that. The problem I've got right now, Andrew, and why don't you tell us about what the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has done. The problem that I've got right now is the way the Redskins organization is being treated by the USPTO. Go ahead and tell the audience what they've done.
Well, there's a couple of layers to this issue. If you put on your pure legal hat, and you're right, I'm not in a position, nor are you, nor are probably most of your listeners, to say whether the name is truly offensive or not. Some people have jumped on that bandwagon. I'm not one of them. I'm respectful of brands for the moment. My team is called the Redskins. I don't think they mean any harm towards anyone
right.
with that name. I think it was done originally out of actually respect, not
right.
disparity.
Right.
But it's taken on a life of its own. From a legal perspective, there's two types of trademark rights. There are registered trademarks at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and there are what's known as common law rights. And common law rights are accrued by usage without registration. What the Trademark Office has done is basically said that this is a disparaging name that can't be registered, and we're going to cancel the registration, which they thought would force the hand of Dan Snyder
But it's already registered, isn't it? I mean, they already own the brand. It's a registered trademark.
They can essentially deregister it if they think that it is a disparaging.
Has that been part of the law? Has that been a body of law for a long time?
Yes. And what it does is it recognizes the evolution of the English language. You know, if there was a word that was acceptable one day and not the next, and it truly is having an offensive impact, the trademark, it's a very, very rarely used event.
I've never heard of it before.
Now, what's important as a business owner to learn from all this is, you know, they still have all of the common law rights, and it would still be very difficult for somebody else to use that name in a sports context
right.
Without licensing and permissions in the normal things.
But what has it done for their contractability of the license? What, how has it diluted their contracts that they had before? How has it minimized their or hurt their ability to deal with future contracts with that name?
Well, there's two components of that. Number one, it's had a commercially dilutive effect because as soon as the U.S. government declares something offensive like that, you know, the number of sponsors and people who want to license your name, of course, is going to commercially reduce. But the technical problem with what was done is that the Lanham Act, which is the federal trademark law, is what creates the power to impose quality control provisions. Mm-hmm. So franchisors use the Lanham Act to put all of their operating controls in their franchise agreements in the name of trademark protection. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the registered trademark, you lose some of your ability to insist on those quality controls under the Lanham Act. It's a little technical, but if you think about it, it makes perfect sense.
Well, the thing that bothers me about this whole thing is not that I have any vested interest in the name Redskins. The thing that bothers me is that there's a business who has a registered trademark, has had it for decades. It is a very valuable trademark that not only the owners of the trademark, but the people they do business with have been able to be successful with, made a lot of money with, made a lot of small businesses a lot of money as vendors at these events. And now here comes the government, and out of what I'm considering to be nothing more than political correctness, not political correctness for the people who object to it, who are Native Americans, but political correctness by the government to come in and impose this change to the Redskins, to me there's nothing but political correctness, and that's very chilling to me, Andrew.
Well, it is. I mean, there's a slippery slope here that says, you know, I can find offense in almost anything these days,
right.
and where do you draw the line?
That's the thing I'm concerned about, and folks, this is something to think about. Your brands are not in danger, I'm pretty sure. Don't worry about that. I'm not worried about mine, but I'm worried about the government coming in and just arbitrarily, because of political correctness, changing my contracts, changing my ownership.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.